Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoy
And for those who are fathers, maybe there might be a few little gifts that you may open up. Amen. Well, here's the word love. First of all, understand this. Love originates from God because he is love itself. The scriptures say in John, 1 John 4, chapter 16, verse, it said, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. All that boils down to the simple statement. People want to know who God is. There is the answer right there. God is love. Two, love is not passive. It's a verb. It's an action word. It takes some effort. Three, we got to learn how to receive it as well as give it.
Amen.
It's sacrificial. It puts others ahead of itself. Sometimes it's tough. It's a commandment of God. And last but not least, for those people who want to try to get you back into all the do's and don'ts and trying to keep all these different holidays and different things from the Jews, it says, and it fulfills the Old Testament law. That simple word, love. All right, let's go back here to this idea of all of this originating from God himself. See, you got to understand that God is a spirit. He's not like us. And the spirit that throughout the whole world and moves to the believers is his love. And his love is powerful. And it moves upon the people. It moves upon you and I. It prompts you to do things that you may not even want to do. He told the disciples, look, you know, he said, if you can just get along with your friends, if you love them, he said, you're not really doing anything. He said, the sinners do that. That's no big deal. Heathens. That's how I used to call them. Old people call them heathens. They did that. He said, but I say unto you, love those who spitefully use you and pray for them. He said, love those people who you don't like. He said, then you'll be like me when you love like that. You see, the love is an action. And see, you say, well, brother, you know, that sounds good, but how do I put that into my everyday life? Well, first of all, if you are a father, the scripture tells us to not provoke our children to wrath. Amen. You know, sometimes you come home, you know, told your son or daughter to do X, Y, and Z, okay, and they do it, but they don't do it exactly the way you want, and so you get on them, and sometimes we just ride them. You just wear them out. The Bible says don't provoke them like that to the point of wrath. You can correct them, you can chasten them. I'll talk about that later, how love can sometimes be tough, but it says don't provoke your children to wrath. It says, fathers, be good husbands, love your wives. Now, I know it's a hard task. That may be why I'm still not married. Amen. But sisters, we all love you, but the Bible tells us to use the love of God. It says that when someone's married, they become one flesh. At least that's what I heard. Pastor Sergio could probably, you know, he can tell me about that. But amen. It is a situation where you become that one person. And when you watch it, it's a beautiful thing. Sometimes you need to just watch. And if you ever want to get an idea of how marital love works, watch Pastor and Sister Croom, how they roll. They lay the ball. They come in here, you know, Pastor does the seat room, does his thing, First Lady does her thing. They go, but they're like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
They just kind of move together. He going left, she goes right. Something he ain't did, she got his back. Something she didn't do, he got her back. Because they understood the Bible when it says they two became one flesh. And that's what God is telling us he wants to do with us. He wants to get on the inside. And he said, just like the Son and I are one, he said, if you are in the Son, you and I will be one. That's a beautiful thing to understand that God, we can walk in a situation where God is in us. We don't have to be afraid. Because the Bible says that when your love gets perfected, cast out all fear. Because fear is a torment. I don't know about you, but the bad thing when you're scared. You know, because you can't, everything tightens up. You can't do right. You can't act right because you are afraid. God says, let my love wash through you and you will not be afraid. But it takes that effort. It takes work sometimes. And it means that you have to give of yourself. Third of all, you must receive it as well as give it. I don't know about you, but sometimes, especially when you're in the preaching business, brother preacher, you might know sometimes that you're trying to do all you can do. But it seems like you just can't do it the way he wants you to do it. And you get frustrated and you actually end up wearing yourself out. You don't need the devil to do nothing. You just back, oh, no, no good Lord. I'm not as good as my father. You wear yourself out.
Come on now.
Hey. You go home and say, well, God, I can't be used. God says, learn how to receive my love. He said, if you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you believe in Jesus Christ, that's all. He said, my Holy Spirit will take care of everything else. He said, it's his goodwill to work out these things in us. And it says that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So that means it might have started off a little rocky. He said, well, by the time you get out of here, I will have it all straightened out. So receive his love. This is what it said, again, in 1 John 4, chapter 16, verse. It said, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we get caught up in doing church stuff.
Come on now.
You know, we get a lot of stuff going on. We got choirs, we got anniversaries, we got all these kind of boards and things going on. And we forget the main thing. Love is the principal thing.
Yes.
Paul told him in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, look, I can give my body to be burned. He said, I can stop all mysteries, all prophecies. He said, but I do not have love, it profits me
nothing.
Not a thing.
Come on.
Not a thing. So he says, get the love of God in you. Because listen, how can you obey this commandment when God says to love one another as you love yourself? Well, if you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor?
Yeah.
So God said, receive my love and let that work through you. Next of all, it's sacrificial. It puts others ahead of itself. Now, that's a hard thing sometimes. I'm going to go back into Acts. Acts the 4th chapter, there was a situation. All these people were getting saved, but they all are not of the same economic strata. Some people were rolling deep. I don't know, they didn't have 22s back then, but if they did, they were rolling like that. Big house, Eagles landing, big house out there in Cascade, rolling. Some of the other people, middle of the road, they're just working for them. But some of the people, they didn't have anything. Now, you know, every now and then, we've all had that situation where we didn't have nothing. Going from paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes 2 or 3 paychecks ahead. But this is how God works his love through the believers one towards another. In Acts 4, 34 through 35, this is what it says. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought them prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. I know it's the hush. It goes over the room. Now, I'm not telling anybody to go out here and sell your stuff. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that sometimes God will prompt you to do something that makes you a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to give a little bit more of yourself than you want to. Sometimes even a relationship. Everybody likes to say, well, it's 50-50. The scriptures don't tell you that. Sometimes it's got to be 100 to 0. That person ain't doing nothing. It's all you. Sometimes it's 70-30. But God is not in the measurement and fraction business. He said that you love one another. And love, we just understood, is sacrificial in nature. Sometimes it makes us give more than what we want. But the beautiful thing is God has all the ability, according to all his riches and glory, to supply all of our needs. The older saints used to just make it real plain. They said, you can't beat God given. And that's still true today.
And we thank God that that is true. You've been listening to part one of a message that was delivered Father's Day of this year. And we thank all of those of you who have tuned into this broadcast. And part two will air at this same day and time next week. And, of course, for those of you who weren't able to listen to the old broadcast, as soon as the broadcast is ended this evening, within about 20 minutes to a half an hour, you will be able to hear the archive broadcast. And probably some of you are listening to our archive broadcast now as we speak. As you know, these podcasts are available not only here on Blog Talk Radio, but they're also available on the iTunes for you to download right to your phone. Just look up under WRTS FM, and you'll be able to find the Clarion Call. Well, I want to say, as I do each and every week, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you have not let him come into your heart, I implore you, ma'am or sir, boy or girl, Jesus is the only way by which you can enter the kingdom of heaven. And to be very candid, he's the only way that you can have purpose in this life here upon the earth. It's only through God that we find our being, our raison d'etre, as the French would say, our reason for being here on the planet. And once we line up with God's plan through having a relationship with Jesus Christ and now having God become our Father, that's how we can really find the depth and the breadth and the goodness that God has for us in this life. Well, on behalf of WIGO, even the people at Block Talk Radio, my family and myself, I say God bless you and good night.